Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
One of our listeners, Jordan, sent us an email asking for a second date update.
Okay.
I feel like we're kind of obligated to take his phone call.
Why?
Because he says he got his first date idea from listening to our show.
Aww, look it.
So in a way, it's kind of our fault he's getting ghosted right now.
Oh, now, I thought it was a positive. I guess it's not.
I mean, he's not getting a call back from
this
woman. But Jordan, did you take her to the cafeteria at the courthouse to interview criminals? Like Jose's segment, what you doing at the courthouse?
No.
Okay, what are you talking about?
Shot caller question of the day.
Electrocute each other? That's kind of romantic.
Or did you shoot lasers at her for laser stories?
All good ideas, but the one I rolled with was the TikTok target date.
I was supposed to go on with my husband, and we haven't gotten around to it yet.
That sounded super fun, though.
It did.
Okay, well, to remind our listeners, if you didn't hear that, there was a TikTok trend for a date night activity where one person walks up and down the aisles at Target with their arms flapping up and down, and the other person walks behind them and randomly says stop, and then whatever item your arms are pointing at, you have to figure out how to include that into your date night.
And the idea is you're supposed to get your food, your entertainment, and then just something maybe weird. Or...
Yeah.
So that's what you did, Jordan.
Yeah, that's exactly what we did. So I can start at the beginning.
That's a good place to start, usually.
No.
I like this, Jordan.
I want it to end.
Yeah.
What's the girl's name? Can we start there?
Yeah, Ariel. I met her on an app. And when I threw out the suggestion, so I got to give you guys a little bit of props because that seemed to be the thing that made her go for it. She seems down for it. Seemed kind of fun. I kind of liked it. So it seemed like it's something like not a traditional, like just take you to coffee or something like
right.
that.
Totally. Yeah. It's really creative.
Well, I mean, Ariel's a woman and this involves Target. So there's no way she's going to say no.
This is a bad precedent to set on a first date because if you guys end up in a relationship, you're doing Target every weekend.
Every weekend, bro.
So how did the Target date go?
Well, we got the weirdest items. Like, she's the one who was doing the flapping, so I don't know if she was trying to make it extra weird, but...
Oh.
What'd you get?
A 6-pack of paper towels, and I was like, okay, we can do something with that.
That's good no matter what.
Yeah, clean your apartment.
There you go.
Okay.
We got frozen peas.
That's not that bad.
Okay.
Yeah. Chocolate milk.
All right.
Ooh, yeah.
This sounds like
one of my meals I'm feeding to my 3-year-old.
Yeah.
And this is where it may have went a little south, is we got adult diapers.
What?
Oh, no.
You have to use them on the date?
Yeah.
Please just eat the peas out of them. Don't do the other thing.
Okay. Did you incorporate everything?
Oh, yeah. There's still one more item. We got some entertainment to go along with it, which was Bob's Builders box set.
What did the cashier say as you're checking out with adult diapers and Bob's Builders?
And frozen peas.
She gave us the looks like this is a random set of items, but she didn't say anything, fortunately.
Yeah.
She's like, you're on drugs, aren't you?
Or they would maybe assume that you're a married couple and you have some kids at home that you're shopping for.
And some pelvic floor issues where you can't control your urine.
Hey, no judgment here. So what did Ariel think about all this stuff?
She thought it was as random and weird as I was, but she's like up for that stuff. You know, she has blue hair, which is kind of random and
cool.
Really doesn't match her name, though. Very disappointing.
Yeah, that's true. She'd be red. Mm-hmm. I didn't think of that.
So what did you guys do?
So we did it at her place and we mashed the pea. So we had a mashed pea dinner.
It was... Ew.
It sounds like a terrible British dish.
Yeah. Yeah. A little mint, a little mushy peas.
Okay.
And then so we cleaned up with the paper towels, obviously. Easy one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, we sat on the couch and we had to deal with the adult diaper. So we decided to put on the adult diaper over the clothes.
Funny.
I can picture you two sitting in adult diapers. Or, I mean, were you laughing? What was the vibe?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's half laughing at the other person and half embarrassment when they're looking at you in an adult diaper.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
So you're sitting on the couch at her apartment in adult diapers, sipping chocolate milk and watching Bob the Builder
eating mushy peas.
I mean, I don't even think I have to ask. You guys definitely hooked up after that.
You would think, right? Nailed it. And here's kind of what's prompting my call is she was like, hey, my roommate's coming home. This is going to look really weird. And
sorry, that's really funny.
Did she ask you to take the diaper off?
She quick. Get out of here.
I thought it would be pretty memorable to walk away wearing the diaper, so I kept it on. But then when
oh, my God. Why do you think she isn't calling you back, bro?
I mean, come on. You know why.
Yeah, like, I get it. The date was a little quirky, but we seemed that she seemed to be a good sport about it. And then so now she's, like, hasn't really been getting back to me.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of thinking, like, was it the adult diaper or like?
Yeah.
I mean, I think I know. Even though I 1,000% endorse the Target date and I want to do it myself,
yeah,
it may have been too silly. Like, you guys didn't get enough time to get to know each other.
There's not a lot of room for sex appeal when you're sitting in an adult diaper eating mashed up peas.
Speak for yourself, Brooke. Yeah. I am doing that when I go home this weekend.
I mean,
did you?
Did you feel chemistry with her at all, or was that just kind of impossible?
You'd be surprised how open you guys will be wearing an adult diaper when you...
I mean, I guess. You can break the walls down.
Let's find out. We're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll call Ariel for you.
Can you at least ask her how the episode ended when Bob the Builder lost his tools?
It's really been killing you, huh?
Can he fix it?
Oh, man, it was this end of season. It was the best episode.
Cliffhanger. All right. We'll play a song. We'll come back and we'll ask her. Hold on. You want to know how to properly seduce a woman? Sugar.
Oh,
you
wow.
came to the right place.
Oh.
First, you gotta cruise on into that Target. Stock up on frozen peas, chocolate milk, and a large pack of extra absorbent adult diapers.
Oh, it's gonna get messy, girl.
Yeah. If you really want to leave her moaning for more, you better reach for that DVD box set of Bob the Builder. Can he fix it? You tell me, baby. You tell me.
I think he can.
He's fixing it with three X's.
Yeah. I wish I was making any of that up.
Oh, my God. It's crazy.
Though. That's actually what one of our listeners, Jordan, did for his first date. Now, he did that because of the TikTok Target trend that we talked about on our show, where you take someone to Target, you grab a bunch of random items off the shelves and figure out how to turn those things into a fun date night. And those were the items that they ended up with. Peas, paper towels, chocolate milk, a DVD of the Bob the Builder, and adult diapers.
Yeah, that was it.
I gotta say, man, I don't know if I would have picked the aisle with the adult diapers in it to even go down, you know?
What else is in that aisle?
I know. How did you not hit the wine aisle in this whole trip?
In retrospect, I would have picked different aisles, but I don't go to Target that much.
Oh, my God.
It's his first time playing the game.
Candle aisle. I mean, even the towel aisle would have been better.
Ooh, that's good.
Well, now his date, Ariel, is not calling him back after what was actually kind of a romantic attempt at a date.
But it was still a fun date. Like, yeah. It sounded like the energy was great.
Yeah. So she should appreciate it was silly, but I don't know. Let's give her a call and try and figure out where her head is at. You ready to do this, Jordan?
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Oh, my God. I'm actually kind of excited to hear this.
Yeah. I'm rooting for you here. So let's dial the number. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, is this Ariel?
Yes.
Hi, Ariel. My name's Jeffrey from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. How are you doing?
Fine.
Good.
Cool.
Yeah. Nice.
This is the most normal answer we've ever heard.
Yes.
But also a little bit of anger behind that, I hear.
What?
When a woman says fine. Anyway, the reason I'm calling is we're doing a segment called A Second Date Update. Have you ever heard of that before?
No, what is that?
So basically, that's where if you go out with someone and afterwards, if your date isn't calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to them for you to ask them the reason why.
Okay.
Okay. And so recently you went out with a guy named Jordan.
Oh, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like we have to take some blame for the Target date that he told us about because he heard about it on our show.
Oh my gosh, he told you about it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He told us that you went to Target together, you ended up grabbing a bunch of random items, including frozen peas, chocolate milk, adult diapers.
Because he was like telling you when to stop.
He did tell you that?
Yeah. He told us the whole thing and that you ended up going back to your place and using all those items and then watching Bob the Builder on your couch. He did want me to ask you how the episode of Bob the Builder ended that you kicked him out where he loses his tools.
Of course. I'm not going to talk about it. I didn't watch it.
Oh. You turned it off.
No. So Jordan understands that it was a weird date, that it wasn't the most romantic thing, but he was just trying to roll with it. Can you maybe give him the benefit of the doubt there?
Well, okay, so it was kind of funny at the time, you know, like, and in the beginning, it's a funny idea. It's like not a standard date, which I'm all for. But then once we're back at my place and we're like starting to implement everything, I figure out what's going on and I'm kicking myself because I'm like, why didn't I see this earlier? He totally did this on purpose.
Whoa,
oh my gosh.
What?
Did what?
So, like, I'd be flapping, and, like, he would say stop, and we're in the frozen food section, you know? And, I look up where my arm is pointing, and I think I'm pointing at dessert, and he's like, oh, it's frozen peas.
Okay.
And then, like, going past toothpaste and mouthwash and, like, chapstick, you know, all these, like, romantic date kind of things.
You think toothpaste and mouthwash is romantic?
Well, it could be set you up for a good makeout session. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Exactly. So, like, this is what I'm thinking. And then we're past it, and we're in adult diapers, and I'm surrounded by them. Like, there's nothing else around me.
Wonder what she's going to land on.
Yeah, and then, like, okay, adult diapers. This is, like, getting weird. But, again, you know, like, at that point, I'm still thinking, this is hilarious. We're going to, like, make it funny.
Yeah, you don't think that's his intent now? Well,
no, and here's the thing. So once we're back at my place and we're, like, getting it set up, I'm putting on a diaper and he's asking me to help with his. And I'm, like, helping him put on this diaper. It's a little weird. And then we're, like, settled into the couch and he's there with his mushy peas and his chocolate milk and he's watching Bob the Builder. I'm just looking over thinking, oh my gosh, I got roped into a date with an adult baby, and I'm just definitely not into it.
Time out. Time out.
I wouldn't call it time out.
Ariel.
Ariel, this is Jordan.
Yeah, hold on, Jordan. I need to tell her. Ariel, Jordan's been on the other line listening, and he wants to talk to you.
Oh my God, what are you doing?
What am I doing? I'm trying to find out what went wrong with our date, and now I'm finding out what went wrong with our date, and you're thinking that I somehow have this evil genius plan to, like, get dressed up like a baby. Like, you were flapping your arms. Everything was randomly picked. Like,
but it wasn't random. I swear to you, I was pointing at ice cream sandwiches, and you pick peas.
I don't know Target, okay? Like, I don't even go to Target very much.
Yeah, he's gone, he was riding inside one of those little red cars. He couldn't see.
Oh, give him a break. I mean, can you understand why she would think that, though, Jordan?
Well, I understand that, okay, hey, yes, we are wearing adult diapers, but that was kind of the point, was that it was this random, fun date.
Yeah.
You just said that was the plan, to be wearing adult diapers. You just said it. You picked all these, like, little baby things.
And the plan was to be random and fun. And I don't have this, like, deep-seated thing where I want to wear adult diapers and eat peas around you.
Listen, you kept saying you didn't know what Bob the Builder was. How did you know the theme song? You knew that theme song.
It's a catchy theme song. After you hear it once or twice, then
I've never even heard it. I don't know what it is.
I know the Bob the Builder
Everyone
theme.
Everyone does.
I don't
guys, yeah. Can he fix it? Yes, he can. I mean, that's it. Like,
no, you're saying it wrong, Brooke, but
I
that's okay.
That Bob the Builder.
Can he fix it?
Oh, whatever, yeah, Jeffrey. Okay, we're not talking
wrong,
about.
So there you go.
I'm saying
it's true men know Bob the Builder. It's fine.
Sorry for Jeffrey's Bob the Builder flex over there.
Hey, it's Robert the Builder. Yeah.
But I actually honestly believe Jordan.
Thank
I think
you.
That he totally screwed up the date. And I think that, you know, Jordan, maybe like the wine aisle and like a game of Twister may have been something you wanted to point at instead.
Yeah, if you're going to cheat, he could have cheated a lot better.
But men are just terrible planners sometimes. I mean, not all men, but he is. All Jordan men. Is.
She's
all
right.
Men.
We are.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he actually looked kind of cute in that diaper.
No, Jeffrey.
No, no, it was not cute. You know, and like all I'm doing, I'm sitting there thinking like, just wait until date number two happens and like it gets even weirder and he's sitting on my lap and I'm like spoon feeding him mashed bananas.
That is ridiculous. That would never happen. Like I have friends that listen to the show. Like me and my friends, like we're fans of the show. So there's people listening that I know that are going, oh, what the heck's wrong with Jordan right now? And I'm like, wait.
But like, well, it's okay, Jordan. You need to calm down. You are right about one thing. That date would never happen unless I ask her right now, Ariel, would you like to go out on one more day with Jordan? We pay for this.
No.
Who would DJ?
Stop it,
who's
Jeffrey.
A good girl?
Meanwhile, I'm over here having PTSD.
No.
No, come on. We'll throw in a Babies R Us gift card. Just for good measure.
He's joking. God. He's joking, Ariel. I think Jordan is a good guy. He put some effort in. It went wrong. Is there any way you can like erase the image of him in an adult diaper from your mind? Give him one more chance.
Please.
No, it is just too freaky for me.
Oh, man. We tried, Jordan. Forget.
Ultimately, I think it was obvious I was just trying to have fun. It's not obvious that I was trying to be like an adult baby.
Okay.
I'm not convinced.
All right, Jordan. Well, man, I feel bad about how this ended, and we normally don't do this, but instead of paying for a second date, we'll offer to pay for that Bob the Builder set so you can find out finally how that episode finishes.
Closure.
Yeah, fine. I'll take it. I'm kind of curious how it ended anyway.
Can we build it? Yes, we can! Moving 92.5.